And we welcome you to the Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report for this week as we're joined now by Broken Bow Girls Head Wrestling Coach Marissa Campbell. Great to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
Big week for the team. You traveled out to Stapleton this past weekend to participate in the Sand Hills Valley Invitational. Boy, this thing has really become a big meet. I know you saw a lot of different teams there. Some individuals, obviously, you haven't run into yet this early in the season. You got a chance to see some different competitors. Before we go into the particulars, just your overall thought of competing there and how things went this weekend.
Well, I mean, with such a small team, you know, we have six open weight classes on any given day. And so I'm very proud of them for being able to come out in third place as overall as a team over some much bigger teams. So that makes me very proud. And I think that they all worked their tails off this weekend, but it, you know, risk and reward kind of a situation for us.
That's a great segue into kind of what else took place on Saturday. You talk about risk reward. Well, the reward was you had five wrestlers, I believe, place in the top four of their weight class, four runner-up finishes. So you take four into the finals. I'm sure that you were thrilled to see that. We'll talk about what happened in the finals here in a minute. I mean, I know some girls weren't able to compete in their finals match, but getting four into the finals, man, that kind of makes other teams take notice, really, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, it was a long day, and you know, like I said, they worked really, really hard to get there. So what ended up happening was a little bit bittersweet, you know, because we worked hard to get there and then we had to step back.
Yeah. Let's talk about a couple of the girls that had to step back. You had two that ended up with medical forfeits in the final three. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. So I'll just have you fill us in on the status of those three and kind of the status of the health of the team overall coming out of the weekend.
Yeah, so we've been kind of nursing some smaller injuries along, as you do. And by the time that we got to the finals for Zoe and Stacy and Alexis, we really just had to take a step back and think about the rest of their season, think about the health of the athletes overall. And we just decided that one match was not going to be worth potentially the rest of their season if something went even more wrong than it already had. Alexis had left early, and so we knew that she was 100% going to medical forfeit her match for third or fourth place. Mm-hmm. So we took fourth place on that. Zoe was really not feeling good, you know, not able to stop throwing up, just having a very tough time. So we ended up medically forfeiting her for her finals match and took second place there. Mm-hmm. And then with Stacy, it's kind of an older injury that has been resurfacing time and time again, and we just decided that it's not worth it to push it so early in the season. So we took second place there as well on a medical forfeit.
I know that those can be difficult decisions to make in the heat of battle, like you have to, but boy, you really do have, especially just being in December,
yes.
Boy, you really do have to think about the future of the season with your team, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And Ryan and I had, Trina was gone this weekend and we missed her dearly, but Ryan and I had to talk about, you know, what do we want to do here? Do we want to risk it and let them wrestle? Or, you know, Stacy, when we talked to her, she was a little bit on the fence. She really wanted to have a nice rematch with Kursavi, but at the same time, she was not feeling good. So as much as she wanted to, we kind of made that decision for her to say, we'll see her again. So let's rest now and we'll find it later. because we have Valentine this week, and then we're off until January, which is a nice solid break for these girls to rest and heal up a little bit and come back into it. You know, but I would hate for them to go out and wrestle that last match and hurt themselves even worse or put themselves in a position where they're going to be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Talk about a couple of other girls that finished runner-up in their weight class. Layla Jones, freshman, runner-up at 125. Ida, runner-up at 195. I'm sure that with Layla, you got to be impressed and pleased with her as a freshman, just kind of getting to learn things at the high school level. She's been off to a good start, I would think, for you.
Absolutely. She comes in, she works hard. She's a scrappy little thing, you know. She listens really well, and that's, you know, we couldn't ask for more out of her, because every day she's coming in, she's leaving really sweaty, really red in the face. Yeah. And so that's what you like to see, is somebody who comes in and they give it their all.
Well, I know someone who's always going to give you their all. That's Ida. I mean, I know she's one of your captains, one of your leaders this year, runner-up at 195.
Yeah, that one was tough. That one was tough. We matched up with Arvdal, and that was her finals match at the state tournament as well. And, you know, she's a stellar athlete. They both are. They both are. And so every time that they see each other, it's going to be a dogfight. And every time it is. And we'll see her again.
Yeah,
I'm sure of it. And it'll be down in Omaha.
There you go. Yes. Let's see. Anything else from the weekend, Marissa, that just kind of caught your eye that you wanted to mention? Do we kind of touch on the highlights from out of the weekend?
I could not be more proud of these girls. You know, every time we go away to a tournament, that we come in some of the smallest teams. You know, there's not very many teams out there that are as small as we are that can perform as well as we do. And that's something that I just hold very, very near and dear to me, is that these girls give it everything they have and we walk away in very good team placings.
Well, there's one thing to be small in numbers, but when the numbers you take, I mean, every girl on your roster can score points.
Mm-hmm.
that's pretty big deal, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah. Yes, it's huge.
All right, so you mentioned Valentine. We've talked about some of the injuries, some girls maybe not feeling all that great. I know as we record this, we're still kind of early in the week, but your thoughts about going to Valentine and taking the group there?
To be honest with you, we will probably take a very small number. We'll take our healthy girls. And we're probably going to rest our girls that were injured over the weekend and give them the extra time that they need to get healed up. So it'll probably be our smallest set that we've ever taken to a tournament, which will be crazy. But and last year, we were the team runners-up at Valentine. So we have a very nice trophy sitting in our wrestling room now, and I was really hoping to have a second one.
Yeah. Well, listen, we wish you the best as you take the team to Valentine, and we'll plan to visit with you hopefully one more time before we hit the holiday break, and we always appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And that is this week's Broken Bow Girls Wrestling Report.